end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Get 11% off your favorite food and drinks at Menards. Latte Matzah Pizza is loaded with over a half a pound of real Wisconsin cheese and piled high with your favorite premium toppings. It's big, bold, and outrageously delicious. Stock up on Brewpub Latte Matzah Pizza today. Now just $5.99 each after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through October 22nd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Build your career at Cleary Building Corp. We are committed to your success because people are what we value most. Visit careers at Cleary.com today. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Six-play, 54-yard drive for the Illini as they capitalize on the Braden Locke fumble. Luke Altmyer with a one-yard touchdown flip to his tight end, Tanner Arkin. We have 6:07 left of the first quarter. Illinois 7, Wisconsin nothing. And now, Taus, we'll see how Braden Locke specifically in this offense in general, how it responds.
Yeah, and, you know, I think coming into this thought there's going to be some turnovers. I think Wisconsin is going to force a few turnovers. That's the feeling you get going into this game. But this is one of those drives where I think offensively, all right, Braden Locke has made a couple of really nice throws, a third down throw, a second and 14 throw. So now you have some positive things to build on. What you don't want to do, oh, I turned it over, let's get tight, let's play conservative, get Braylon involved. But I think you have to let Braden Locke cook. You have to let him continue because you could see he has playmaking capabilities, and today we're going to need to see that.
David Alano will use a holder this time as he kicks off. This wind as it is, that maybe affected that opening kickoff that he pulled out of bounds.
That sounds like when you hit a bad tee shot, you blame the caddy. That's what that sounds like to me.
That's what I do all the time. So what's your point?
I'm not. There was no point. So it's great accountability.
Alano with the kick in the air. Return chance for DK. Yard deep coming out right side to the 5-10. Cutting right 15. DK across the 20-yard line and brought down at the 21. And a penalty marker is down on the return. And this likely is going up against Wisconsin. Here comes the call.
Holding. Receiving team. 52. 10-yard penalty from the end of the run. First and 10, Wisconsin.
It kind of tells you it's
windy
out there.
Yeah,
a little breezy.
Down there.
Yeah, that was Caden Johnson. So, well, we saw this movie last week with the Badgers having poor field position time and again and not helping themselves here. They're going to start at their own 10-yard line after that penalty.
Yeah, you actually were hoping there. Ideally, now the guy kicks it out of the end zone. You take it at the 25, fair catch it. I think if you feel like you have big play capabilities, obviously Chim feels like he's going to take everyone that he returns back, but it's a heck of a lot better starting at the 25. I know this math is going to blow your mind. It's better to start at the 25 than to start at the 10 after another special teams penalty by Wisconsin.
Breaking news. Two receivers right, one on the left. Skyler Bell slot right, motions left for the Badgers 10-yard line, first and 10. Locke takes the snap. He'll hand it to Allen, and he got whacked right away behind the line of scrimmage. I mean, there was nowhere to run.
Yeah, that was the case there. They just brought edge pressure off. That's where Braden has to pull that. That's the read, is to that end of the line of scrimmage, and he let Braylon. You're fortunate when that happens that you don't turn the football over with that mesh point with people screaming downhill like Illinois did.
That was Ezekiel Holmes making the play. Second down and 13. Badgers, their own 7-yard line. Snap to Lock, stands at the goal line, flips it right, caught by Skyler Bell. Races across the 15-yard line, pulled down by Xavier Scott at the 18. So the Badgers looking at a third down and about two with 5:18 left of the first quarter. Illinois leads 7-0.
So I think you're looking at this, you say, okay, when Braden is just throwing the football, it's been pretty good so far. He had some nice completions, some big chunks, and so that's the stuff that you're building off of, getting that confidence early in a football game.
Lock 5 out of 6 for 37 yards. Third and 2 for the Badgers at their own 18-yard line. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Lock is the shotgun snap, back to throw, looking. Flush to his left, now throws over the middle, through the hands of Skyler Bell, incomplete. Boy, I swear you got to help your quarterback. That was a catchable ball, but Skyler Bell unable to come up with it, and the Badgers punting from their own 18-yard line.
Yeah, that's a play you have to make if you're Skyler Bell. I don't care if it's Mordecai back there or Lock. Protection held up pretty good. I thought Braden actually shuffled out a little bit earlier than he needed to, but then he reset his feet and delivered a strike. That's a ball we need to catch and keep the downs going. Instead, you're punting the ball back to Illinois.
Atticus Bertram's on the punt, sails it into the wind. Isaiah Williams will catch at the 38-yard line, cutting left across the 40, weaves up across the 45-yard line, and Jake Chaney busting down there in punt coverage makes
and
the play.
Other forces.
44 on
the event
punt.
Was a hybrid of online
on
and in-person events, and Civic Media has proudly partnered with IDFest and now presents segments of this year's gathering edited gently for time. Here now is Amy Davis with Alliant Energy, speaking online with community leaders about the ongoing challenges of getting food to rural Wisconsin.
The first quarter, Illinois 7, Wisconsin.
Well, welcome,
nothing.
Everyone. Thank you for joining us. I'm Amy Davis with Alliant Energy, and I'd like to welcome you to the Cap Times
The October winds have changed our
plans.
The temps are dropping, the leaves are turning, and many of us modify our meal choices to fit the season. Now, one thing that doesn't change is the quality and satisfaction that comes with downing a brew pub of lots of matzo pizza. Same first-class mozzarella cheese that's won awards for its quality and taste, along with plenty of toppings that are second to none. So fire up the oven, take the chill out of the air, and enjoy the best of both worlds, a brew pub pizza and the warmth of your own home. Snag a brew pub lots of matzo pizza today from your local grocery store.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here.
And food insecurity. And we also
this
hope
Badger
you're inspired by
Learfield.
These innovative ideas that support solutions for this challenge.
This message is
as
for
well
Karina.
As take away
my mom
a
will finish her high school diploma at age
28.
Hi, Mom. It's
I'll
Emma
be serving
and
as
Nicholas.
The moderator for the panel today, and in just a bit, we'll explain the connection
so
between a utility company's
so
interest in this topic.
We love you.
But first, I
when
really want
graduate,
to welcome our panel of
graduate.
Experts.
Finish your high school
please
diploma
help me welcome the president of Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin, Michelle Orgay.
Education centers
the
near
president
you.
Of Feeding
Brought
America
to you by the Dollar
Eastern
General
Wisconsin
Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the backseat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Yes, thanks, Amy. And, you know, the numbers fluctuate.
And, the official products of Camp Randall
you know,
Stadium, Brewpub, lots of matzo pizza,
COVID,
old Dutch potato chips,
are
and
seeing
Pepsi on
those,
Wisconsin. No one gets closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio.
Here,
tune in for news,
in
talk, and analysis
Southwest
from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go.
Patty nodding, and I know that a lot of our colleagues all around the United States are seeing that same situation.
4:32 left in the first quarter, 7-0 Illinois. And again, the Illini with good field position starting at their 46-yard line.
Yeah, and I think looking at things, we're expecting a lot of Braylon Allen today. He's got five carries so far, 13 yards. He had the one good run and then a bunch of tripped and obviously Braden didn't read the end correctly
and
was
tackled
in the back foot for a 2 or 3 yard loss.
But it's our neighbors.
When Braden
Locke
has been back there in the pocket delivering the football, he's 5 of 7, but he should be 6 of 7. I don't remember the other incompletion. And we should still have that football. That is a play where Skylar Bell needs to make that catch.
You work with, you go to school,
especially your down
7.
You have to give your defense a little break. Those are the kind of plays you need to make. So I think Braden Locke so far, obviously the turnover led to the touchdown. I think since when he's been in the pocket, I've liked what I've seen him delivering the football. And he's done it to 5 different receivers this early in the game.
And as early in the game as it is, this is a sizable series here as Illinois with a good starting point as they hand it off to Isaiah Williams, the receiver lining up in the backfield. Williams working off the left side of the line and gets up to midfield on a gain of 4. We don't have Reggie Love in the backfield. Again, out with the injury. Didn't play last week against Maryland. Josh McCray out for the rest of the year. Was hurt against Purdue. So it's a couple of freshmen, Caden Fagan and Aiden Loffery, expected to do the bulk of the work in the backfield. Loffery is in there now. 2 receivers left. Pat Bryan out to the right. 2nd and 6 from the 50. Altmaier takes a snap. Pulls it. Rolls off to his right. Looks, throws to his right. Bryan drops the ball. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
At the 35-yard line of the near side, he had space on Ricardo Holman.
You know, this chart that you see up here, this is something that we put together
from the 50.
Yeah, kind of similar to that play that set up the touchdown after the turnover. They pulled it. Wisconsin did a better job there of kind of containing, forcing it, but a wide open throw. As you said, Matt, thank you very much. That's an easy first down. Unfortunately for Wisconsin, a little Kraparuski.
Empty backfield, 3 receivers to the right, 2 on the left, 3rd and 6 Illinois from the midfield stripe.
It kind of points out why
will loop in motion right to left, snap to Altmaier, looking, throws left side, that is caught for the first down inside the 45-yard line of Wisconsin. That was Casey Washington on the catch, down to the 42 of the Badgers, a gain of 8, and the 1st and 10 for Illinois with 3:38 left in the first quarter, 7-0 the Illini.
Yeah, way too comfortable. We talk coming into the game that this offensive line is giving up sacks.
Which is the
Wisconsin needs to be better pressuring the quarterback, especially today. That was too easy, too clean of a pocket for all.
The survival budget for that family of 4 is $63,000, and that is above any of those thresholds for qualifying for different programs and supports. But the stability budget, which has incorporates higher costs for maybe putting away a little bit of money each month for emergencies, and that's almost $103,000 for a family. When you think about rural communities, they face, I mean, I think job opportunities are less prevalent in those areas.
Yeah,
and
you said
transportation
that was a
can be a real issue.
The
when there's transportation
line,
issues
there,
in a metro area,
get the running back to stop his feet behind the line of scrimmage and then let everybody
so even
come
if you don't
swarm.
Have your own transportation, you can access more transportation and also access
trips
food
to the right, so on 2nd down and 11, Ben Watson in there on the defensive line for Wisconsin. Altmaier pulls it, rolls left, throws. It's caught by Tip Lyman, the tight end. It's hit right away. Nizer Mercury back in there. He, too, like James Thompson Jr., was listed as questionable. But Forkery makes the tackle, gain of just 1. 3rd down and 10, Illinois. At the Wisconsin 42-yard line.
Love to see the adjustment, what Wisconsin's done, because you get stung once. Hey, Brett Bielema's going
to
say, well, we'll keep doing it until you
Michelle,
see you can
thank
stop
you for that. I know
Wisconsin's
I was really
better
just
at that QB
blown away by that chart that you shared
Fagan
with us even last week as we were preparing for the discussion
play
today. And it's one of the reasons that our company, Mirrorline Energy, our foundation, has a focus of supporting hunger and housing programs because of those very statistics that you shared. In fact, our foundation team is partnered with each of your organizations to help provide sustainable solutions to helpfully start to move people out of hunger insecurity. And those programs include, you know, focuses on food nutrition, food pantries, and food banks, and so much more. So thinking of health, and maybe we could shift the conversation now to Adrian. Let's talk about what being food insecure means for our health.
Hey, thank
you
very much,
Altmaier. Can you share a little bit more about the health impact those experience this issue might face?
You take the check
thanks,
down.
Amy, and
thank you for not
to
going. You had a one-on-one coverage panel, down with Scott
today with many of
thank
the
you for not whipping it up there trying to get a PI or a big
here at UW Health.
Especially with the
one of the things I want
back,
to highlight is a lot of what we're able,
yard line, two
what drives some of our initiatives
Altmaier
at UW Health
on the run
is what
to the
we hear in our community health
needs
assessment.
And so to tag
onto what was said in regards
to the quarterback about a yard out of the stick.
So our Dane County Community Health Needs Assessment is, again, it's specific to Dane County. And one of the things that came out in our most recent Community Health Needs Assessment is that the median household income in Dane County is roughly around $75,000.
Up there,
but when you disaggregate
you
that data to
CJ Getz,
our BIPOC,
he
our communities of
pay.
Color,
he brought the thunder
when
on
you
that
look at our African American and
left
Latinx
the first quarter,
population,
and one,
the median household
the
income is anywhere between 32 to about maybe 44,000. And again, the average cost of living for sustainability is roughly around 54,000. So it really kind of paints the picture of what drives a lot of these inequities.
And
so we're talking about food insecurity. We know that for adults and youth, some of the impacts cause chronic stress. When you have chronic stress, you're more likely to deal with such things around diabetes and
hypertension.
In addition, we know that there's a huge impact on mental health. There's increased anxiety, depression, and also sleep deprivation. When we look at our children and adolescent population, many of youth who are facing food insecurity have issues with concentrating in school, may tend to display behavior that they're usually not utilizing for coping, and so then you have those gaps in education as well. And then for elderly population, of course, we know that food insecurity, of course, impacts their longevity as far as quality of life. Some of the other things here is that when we talk about food insecurity, many of our communities live in food deserts. And so when we talk about what it means to eat healthy and access quality food, just like Michelle was saying, many of those grocery stores are not within walkable distance or close to public transportation. And so folks are either relying on,
you just wondered in that situation because of that hit,
like Walgreens,
and the quarterback taking some time to get back, you just felt like it was a little bit rushed.
Of course, our food pantry services, and so here at UW Health, we're screening our patients, we're screening for food insecurity
pendulum
under social
was swinging heavy
health.
Towards
and
Illinois
many of our patients are
three
able to seek support from
out to the left. First down and up, Braylon Allen, and he gets hammered
so
behind the line
of
scrimmage. Penalty
here.
Markers
I also
fly.
Want to highlight here in Dane County that we have
I-Need-Zip coach
who are facing the largest insecurity. And so that includes,
and coming up
and folks may be familiar
Wisconsin
with 53713. 53714, 73726, and 53715.
Repeat first
and so,
Jack
while these
Nelson,
are the highest
tackle.
Zip codes that we're seeing as of today,
yeah,
this is not that much different than when the pandemic started.
The
and again, just as Michelle said,
off the edge,
we're seeing more increase of food insecurity, and a lot of that is related
down.
To as well
that
to
was a case there where
economic advancement, so having stable employment, access to transportation.
The fifth Wisconsin penalty.
Adrian, thank you for sharing
quarter.
That. You know, you're illustrating how layered this challenge is, right? I think if it was straightforward, we probably would
line.
Be making even more
Pauling
progress than we have,
right.
But it is not.
CJ
it's very
Williams
complex,
to the left,
right?
In motion right
and
to
I
left.
Think about working at an energy company with our teams. You know, energy is a basic need. We all need electricity to fuel our lives, and we need a place to lay our head at night, and we need food to eat, right? They're really kind of the three things that we need to be able to start
second
to be able to have that basis.
Yeah.
And so while we've
Badgers,
been supporting all of the
here,
organizations across the state to try to help, you know,
quarter.
With meals
that's
and,
exactly
and delivering food,
Wisconsin
you know, the issue is getting more complex. And when you then
so the
compound that with more rural communities,
on a
it starts
turnover.
To even get more complex. And so it's one of the reasons that we really wanted to partner with organizations and collaboratively determine how can we start to tackle some of these critical and chronically challenging hurdles in a new way.
Shop
right?
Holes
so, you know, one of the things that
today.
We wanted to do is learn,
Champaign,
as we're all gathered here today to learn
Wisconsin
and share expertise,
nothing.
But
this
we wanted
Badger
to try to make a bigger
Field.
And positive impact on challenges in the hunger space.
It takes
and
hard
so
work to be the
that
best
led
in
us
the
not
game.
Only to the conversation
planning,
today,
commitment,
but
resilience,
a new initiative that we're launching
sweat.
Here at Align Energy, which we're calling our
that's
World
why
Hunger
Old
Initiative.
Dominion Freight Line,
so Patty,
the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game, and is proud to support for those driving to be the best in there. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics,
helping the world keep promising. So, could you tell us a little bit about the challenge that you all identified when we came together?
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Some of the specific challenges our rural communities are facing.
SeatGeek got a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
you know, what's really interesting is we can talk about statistics, and in Wisconsin,
the player statistic
is so high.
SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more. So fans can fan.
The families that are behind it. Because that is actually what motivates you to find those innovative solutions and to do the work day in, day out, to make sure that you find things that sustain.
We believe in public schools.
Make new ways of thinking of WEA member benefits.
We believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance,
about 6 months ago or so, when we were really having
and
that
financial
opportunity
planning
to think
programs that are designed
solutions.
Specifically for the education community.
When we are dealing
WEABenefits.com.
With rural communities, which are many in Wisconsin, is that we're really dealing
with from Memorial Stadium
where
in Champaign.
Distance,
Mike Heller in a little quick scoreboard update for you earlier today. Number 3 Ohio State beat Penn State 20-12 in Columbus. The Buckeyes
so we have to get
to Madison
we
next
have
Saturday
to know
night.
How to serve
Rutgers
these
beat Indiana 31-14.
Game going on
right now. Pay attention here. Minnesota and Iowa
September
tied 3 at the end of
2023
in
with
Iowa
Davis
City.
From Alliant Energy speaking online with community leaders about the ongoing challenges of getting food to rural
Shootout up there in Minnesota.
I am.
There's a team in America that knows who it is more than the Iowa Hawkeyes.
So I have both the Southeast, which is urban area. And that is one type of
I respect the heck out of how they approach it. And you're right.
I'm working in our northeast part of our state and in our rural communities.
That's Central Florida, Oklahoma.
I cannot apply the same solutions. And that's actually a good thing because I can learn back and forth between the two.
That's
one of the things that we learned that we were looking at is during COVID, we found that accessing food from our typical sources was more and more challenging. But what was really interesting is our rural communities were actually stepping forward, and it was actually easier to access some of that food from
and
through our rural
communities'
supply chain. The
you're
supply
in a
chain was closer
to
the farmers
going.
And closer to the suppliers at that time.
On third and three,
and,
where you make
being
that
a food
first
bank,
down.
We
this
can
is
act
where
big
your
sometimes.
Veterans,
we can go
rail and
and
step
access
up
food on a large scale. But
plays,
more importantly,
tight spot
is we
here.
Understand how
second
to act small and how to be in our
this
communities
drive we need
and
to
with
start
our neighbors and understanding how to take advantage of the very rich resources that Wisconsin has to offer for the food area.
Get a little energy and some
so the challenge to that was for us to think differently. If we are going to really serve our rural communities as well, it's not so much about what can we bring into the community. It's understanding what's already in a community, knowing what the needs are of that community and what the neighbors need, and then finding innovative solutions to be able to utilize those strengths of those rural communities and address hunger differently. So, for example, it would be easy enough for me to make a large purchase and bring a semi-load of a food product into a small community and distribute it. The challenge to that is if I did that consistently, I may unintentionally be causing some harm to the local food system. So if I first understand the local food system and I understand what is already there, how can we as a food bank partner with what's already there and be able to lift up that community? We're actually not causing unintended consequences, but we're actually having the positive impact that we intend right from the beginning. So food banks spend a lot of time understanding who are the communities that we're serving, what are their needs, who are the neighbors in those communities. And the only way we can do that is when we're in partnership and in collaboration with the communities. So we are absolutely aware of what's happening in our rural communities and how we can partner to have the biggest impacts. A lot of times our pantry partners or food partners in those small rural communities also need other things that are not food related. They might have access to food, but they might need help with infrastructure to be able to store that food or distribute that food. They might need help with transportation to even move it
out
from their rural center to other more rural communities.
They
might need help with our help with understanding if there's any recalls or anything that we need to pay attention to, because we can get that information very quickly and share that. Making sure that we provide upper receiving. All of that is not so not so much lifted up or exciting, but when we can take that those pieces and do that, we're actually helping the rural communities have more opportunity to go drop down and in and with their neighbors and provide that food support. So a food bank's role is really to serve in collaboration with the rural communities and with the resources, the strong resources that are in those communities, to make sure we're lifting it up and giving the most strength. And sometimes it's not the obvious answer.
Back to throw, Locke, little pressure coming.
Thank you, Patty. You know, I remember being flying a lot during that day that you all were getting together and collaborating. And as you were kind of listening or listing what I call the problem statement, right? It had many attributes, whether that is, you know, SNAP benefits don't really serve older populations, or this concept that you alluded to of, you know, in a rural community, there may be one loan.
But
maybe
that was
small
one where you need to make a play
store
for your quarterback. Stood in there, delivered it, got to pick that up, and unfortunately unable to do so.
Atticus Bertram's on to punt. Isaiah Williams deep at the Illinois 8-yard line. Bertram's punting with the wind. Steps up, and the kick is away. Williams runs up on it and lets it sail over his head and into the end zone for the touchback. Illinois will start at its 20-yard line. 13:23 left in the first half. It's 7-0 Illinois leading Wisconsin.
Yeah, Matt, I mentioned some of the offensive line. We've had some false starts. We've had some things. There's also catching the football, and we see that in practice, and you're so used to catching a ball a certain way, and I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm just saying this is what happens. You're in the game. That was the case there. Would love to have seen Pauling come down with that, make that play. That was behind him. That needed to be a little bit better of a throw. But, again, you just have to find ways to make plays. We expect a lot from Will Pauling. He's really established himself as kind of the go-to guy. That was a play that was needed to be made to keep the drive going. And, unfortunately, now you put your defense back out there down 7.
From the Illinois 20-yard line, 1st and 10. Luke Altmaier, 5 out of 6 for 48 yards and a 1-yard touchdown pass so far. Washington to the right, Williams to the left. Williams starts in motion as the handoff to Caden Fagan up the middle across the 20-yard line and up to the 23 or 24. Muma Jungmeta on the tackle. Again, Jordan Turner not available today. And Illinois, we talked about the injuries they've had in their running back room. Caden Fagan, their promising and big freshman running back, now favoring his right leg, so he's going to need some attention as we will take a commercial break. Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive, available in stores and online. To revive like a badger, check out MuellerRevive.com. 13:03 left in the first half. Illinois 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Into the building for the first time after the shooting. It was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day Sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 13:09 left in the first half. It's 7-0 Illinois. Caden Fagan, the injured Illinois running back, so Aiden Loffery is in there now as they are getting razor thin in the Illini running back room. Washington out wide to the left. Altmaier to throw, looking left, throwing it out to Washington, and it's behind him and incomplete. Nizer Forkureen on the coverage up along the near sideline at the 45-yard line. So it's third down and 7 for Illinois at its own 23-yard line.
Great job by C.J. Getz coming off of Illinois' left side as their offensive line tackle slid down. That new running back that they put in, they tried to slide out and have him pick up C.J. and a complete whiff. C.J. hit him, pulled up to not get a flag. Great job getting that pressure on the quarterback.
Three receivers right, one on the left from the Illinois 23-yard line. Third down and 7. Altmaier back to throw. Badgers bringing 4. One pump. Altmaier looks, throws left side. It's incomplete and almost intercepted. The closest to the ball was Nizer Forkureen. And the Badger defense gets another 3 and outs.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Matt. I was glad he didn't run there.
I was thinking he was.
Plenty of room there. He's able to kind of get out of the pocket. It kept his eyes down the field. I think he probably picks up the first down. Instead, he tried to jam it in. Wisconsin had 4 guys there. I kind of was thinking somebody make a play, and unfortunately the ball fell to the ground instead.
And now the 30-year-old punter from Australia, Hugh Robertson. With Chimray DK, who's not 30, he is deep at the Wisconsin 40-yard line. Snap is clean, pressure is light, kick into the wind. DK signals for the fair catch, and he'll make it at the 37-yard line of Wisconsin. You could call their punter old boy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he could be old boy and actually be legitimately old boy instead of me just saying old boy.
When in doubt, old boy. There's a penalty marker on the play here. I didn't even see the flag. No, they called there was a penalty against Illinois here. Here's a call.
Illegal formation, kicking team, 5 in the backfield, 5-yard penalty from the previous spot. We will re-kick.
Absolutely. With this wind and old boy being 30, I don't know if that leg bounces back like it used to. Do it again. And you know what? Matt, I'm going to call it. I haven't made a ton of prognostications. I always love it when you're the special teams coach. You want to get that opportunity if you have somebody, because Illinois just ran down. A little tired. Let's call it here. Let's get us a big return. I'm going to say touchdown. Jim DK. What do you think?
All right. I got you.
All right. Should just say touchdown in case we block it.
Yeah.
You always want to give yourself more variance than just one way.
No, you're going.
Touchdown here. Yeah, let's do it. Come on.
You're going specific.
Need a spark here.
Here we go. Robertson standing at the 4-yard line. Line of scrimmage, the 18. Snap to Robertson, and the kick is away. And it hits short, and it bounces pretty much straight up into the air. And
you didn't want me to look great.
Yeah, they did that just to make you look bad. 33-yard punt. Still worked out.
Yeah,
Wisconsin
probably,
with the ball at its 49-yard line.
Probably picked up 10 or 15 hidden yards, those little hidden yards we always talk about. Which are always important. Now, starting right on the opposite side, 49-yard line.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory.
Great job by the defense.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Complimentary football. You got 2/3 of it. Now you need the third to go get some points.
Chimray DK coming out wide to the left. Bryson Green, Skylar Bell also out to the left side. Braylon Allen in there at running back for the Wisconsin 49-yard line. Locke will give it to Braylon. Pounds his way through a couple of tacklers. 45 outside the numbers. 40 to the 35 of Illinois. Miles Scott on the tackle on a battering ram-like run from Braylon Allen.
Oh, outstanding job by Rucci, the tight end, of washing his guy down. Malman washes his guy down. And all you want, get Braylon to the second level. And he was able to avoid one of the tackles and punish to pick up a first down.
Rucci, wing left. Skylar Bell, slot right. Motions to the left from the Illinois 35-yard line. First and 10, Wisconsin. Braden Locke surveys the Illinois defense, takes the shotgun snap. He'll hand it to Allen, slams off the right side of the line and works his way down to the 31-yard line of Illinois at a gain of about four. Seth Coleman on the tackle, second and six for Wisconsin. 11:42 left in the second quarter, 7-0 Illinois.
Yeah, really good hard run there. Nice job by the left side of Wisconsin's offensive line. A little combo block between left tackle, left guard, inducing up to that linebacker. Braylon reads it and is able to go grab four.
Two receivers right, two receivers left. Skylar Bell slot right, loops in motion to the left. Locke takes the snap, looks left, swings the left. Caught by Allen at the 35-yard line. Juke move to his left, outside the numbers to the 30-yard line. Bumped out of bounds by Xavier Scott and was bumped out late.
Yes, sir.
He was on the chalk, astride maybe two when the hit was made, so add 15 more. Allen steered out of bounds at the 27-yard line. But a 15-yarder coming up here against Illinois. Here comes the call.
Personal foul. Late hit out of bounds. Defense, number 14. 15-yard penalty from the end of the run. Automatic first down.
It's the slot corner, Xavier Scott, sophomore at Riviera Beach, Florida. So the Badgers with by far their biggest threats of this game. 11-11 left in the half, 7-0. Illinois.
Glad that was on our bench. That's always great. You're going to get more calls when the late hit is on your side, but that was great. You know, Jack Nelson missed the initial part of his block, but what he did is he stuck with it. He got away with a little something, but we'll take it. And then Hayden Rucci, the same thing, stuck with his block, and that allowed him to get out on that corner to get the late hit and the plus 15.
They mark at the 13 of Illinois, first and 10. Bell slot right, motions left. Jackson Aker in the backfield. Locke pulls it, rolls right, throws right, and broken up and very nearly intercepted by Xavier Scott. He was thinking pick six. Badgers say thank you, we'll take second and 10.
Yeah, you can see he's still irritated, waving his hands. Nice. Locke held it and actually made the right read until he threw the football, thankfully. A little dropperooski, or we would not be, we'd still be talking about that pick six.
On second down, Locke fakes the handoff, rolls right, backside pressure, throwing right side, sails well over the head of Bryson Green in the end zone. About 3 yards deep along the right edge of the end zone. Tyler Strain over there on the coverage, sophomore corner. Third down and 10 for Wisconsin at the Illinois 13-yard line.
Yeah, it's a little bit outside of what I usually see from young quarterbacks. You want to get out on the move. You want to have that clean. Braden Locke has been a lot better being in the pocket making throws today than he has been out of it. And now he's in a third and 10, so he's going to be inside the pocket. That garbage floating through the field.
That wind was so strong it blew the ball about 5 yards. Now they get a reset at the 13-yard line. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Allen in the backfield to the left of the quarterback, Braden Locke. Play clock at 15, and now the officials step in.
Previous play was an incomplete pass. Before the clock, should not run.
I agree with him.
Yeah, that's a rule that's been in place for a year
or two. I don't
know
all the rules, but yeah, I might agree with that assessment.
Four receivers, two either side. Third and 10, Wisconsin at the Illinois 13-yard line. Hayden Rucci, slot left, motions to the right. Locke takes the snap, back to throw, looking, tight pocket, a throw to the right, rolling catch made by Bell at the 9-yard line, gain of just four. And now Luke Fickell will have to send on Nathaniel Vakos and the field goal team.
Yeah, that was the case there. Bell did a good job of getting open. Needed a little bit more accurate throw there because he ended up leading him down to the ground. Great little whip route. Had space. I think had been able to lead him so he could have caught and ran. I think he picks up the first down. Unfortunately, only get four. Now I have to settle for a field goal.
A 27-yard attempt from Nathaniel Vakos, who is 10 of 11 this season. Ball at the right hash mark. Everybody's ready. Here's the snap. Ball is down. The kick. And now it's not down. And just got gobbled up as Gavin Myers looked like he bobbled the snap and had to eat it. And Wisconsin comes up empty. A promising drive ends in failure. And the lead remains 7 for Illinois. They are going to go ahead and take a break with 9:42 left in the first half. Illinois 7, Wisconsin nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At Anne-Marie Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Anne-Marie Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AnneMarieChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Anne-Marie Chevrolet, where we treat people like people. Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoy mtpleasant.org.
October winds of change are upon us. The temps are dropping, the leaves are turning, and many of us modify our meal choices to fit the season. Now, one thing that doesn't change is the quality and satisfaction that comes with downing a Brewpub Lotsa Mozza Pizza. Same first-class mozzarella cheese that's won awards for its quality and taste, along with plenty of toppings that are second to none. So fire up the oven, take the chill out of the air, and enjoy the best of both worlds, a Brewpub pizza and the warmth of your own home. Snag a Brewpub Lotsa Mozza Pizza today from your local grocery store.
Wisconsin football brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Well, a 27-yard field goal try never unfolded. Gavin Myers in a little trouble with the snap, getting the ball down, so he just had to eat it. Illinois will take over. This wind continues to whip. I mean, there is nothing easy down there on the field today as we check in with Patrick Hurd.
Yeah, I don't want to make excuses, but the wind is distracting as well. On every play, something is happening out of the ordinary on the playing surface. Referees' hats are blowing off. Play cards are flying out of coaches' hands. The down marker, that's a little mat for the first down marker on the sideline, has blown out onto the playing surface more than twice already here. So it's just a bizarre circumstance, and I don't know if that's contributing to the penalties that Wisconsin has had, because some of them are pre-snap concentration things, but it is a distracting element in addition to affecting playing terms.
It's officially at 24 miles per hour out of the northwest, but you got to think there's gusts that are 30 plus. I mean, it is. The good news is it's pretty warm here today, but the wind is a mess.
It is, and I think we, you know, just looking at it, I was thinking, all right, this is going to be a challenge for our kicker, because you have to play the wind. This isn't a case where you just do what you do. You have to play it. It also affects long snapping, and we saw a little bit of that right there.
Aiden Loffery remains in there at running back. Caden Fagan shaking up in the last series. Little pop pass. Isaiah Williams running right, turns it up the hash marks across the 20-yard line. Jeff Petroski yanks him down at the 23 on a gain of 5. Possession starting at the Illinois 18-yard line. Second down and 5 for the Illini at their 23.
Yeah, they're trying in multiple ways to get him the football. And obviously with some of the injuries at running back, you're going to see him. They're going to use him just like the San Francisco 49ers use Debo.
Two receivers left. One on the right. Snap to Altmyer. He'll hand off to Loffery over the left side. Petroski again with the hit across the 25 to the 27-yard line. Third down and 1 coming up for Illinois. Now Caden Fagan will check back in. Illinois subs, so Wisconsin can do the same. They've got Cade McDonald up front along with Kurt Neal and Ben Barton. Getz and Petroski, the outside linebackers. Third and 1, Illinois at its own 27-yard line. 9 minutes left in the half, 7-0 the Illini. Trips to the left. Altmyer under his center now, Josh Kreutz. Altmyer, receiver screen, Washington catches. He'll get the first down, paid for it. Petroski belts him at the 30, but it's a first down with 2 yards to spare.
A lot of Petroski. We're hearing that name a ton, and that's flying around. That was just a quick bubble screen. You know, third and 1, you're thinking they're going to try to run the football or get it out in space, block just enough, and make sure you make him pay get a good hit on him trying to stop that, but unfortunately, Illinois picked up the first down.
Ashton Hollins out wide to the right. Tip Ryman, the tight end, slot right. We have three tight ends on the field right now. Ryman motions to the formation. Snap to Altmyer. Hands off Loffery. Has room right side. 35, 40-yard line. Loffery up to the 45-yard line. Hunter Waller and C.J. Getz bring him down. Gain of 15. First and 10, Illinois at its own 45.
Yeah, I like seeing offensive linemen celebrate, but it's got to be Wisconsin offensive linemen. There are some big blocks. Pulled the right guard, pulled the left guard. Was able to just get enough on the linebacker in a huge. That was a lot of space that their offensive line created.
Badgers substitute their defensive line. They got Pius Thompson and Rodas Johnson out there for the 45 of Illinois. First and 10, handoff. Fagan turns it back up the left hash marks and fights his way to the 50 and maybe to the Wisconsin 49-yard line at a gain of six. Alexander Smith getting in there for Wisconsin. 7:23 left in the half. 7-0 Illinois. Possession started at the Illini 18-yard line. Casey Washington will come out to the right. Isaiah Williams to the left. Fagan to the right of the quarterback, Luke Altmyer. Josh Krupps the center. Williams in motion. They fake the handoff to him and pulling it is Altmyer. Room off the right side to the 45, to the 40, 35-yard line. Altmyer inside the 30 of Wisconsin. Preston Zachman brings him down to the 29-yard line. We're saying this guy can run a little bit. Had a 72-yard run against Kansas and now has the ball at the 29 of Wisconsin, first and 10.
Yeah, it looked like I thought, oh, we got into the backfield and had the running back tackled. Pretty good ball skills there. It was able to kind of get everybody's eyes manipulated. They faked Williams coming across the motion. And an easy pickup for Altmyer there.
One back, two tight ends on first and 10. Altmyer to throw, one pump, pulls it down. He's going to run for it and slides for a yard or two. A late slide there. They'll mark at the 27 of Wisconsin. Gain of a couple, second down and eight for the Illini.
Pretty good poise there by Altmyer. A lot of Wisconsin folks in the backfield. A little pump fake was able to just get enough to then get down, pick up 2 or 3 yards and move on. Pretty good pocket presence to be able to secure that football and grab a couple of yards where it looked like Wisconsin was going to be able to get him for a loss.
Looks like they're going to set the spot at the 28, so make it second down and nine for Wisconsin. Brett Bielema wants that play clock reset. The ball was again moving because of the wind, and Bielema is going to have to burn a timeout, and he is not happy about doing that.
No, nope. He is not.
Old boy's upset.
A lot of pointing and yelling, yeah. And he's sending the head linesman out there to talk.
We'll go ahead and take a break. 5:34 left in the first half. Illinois 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected with a chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. 5:34 left in the first half. Illinois 7, Wisconsin nothing. The Illini needing to... They actually did not have to burn the timeout as they, what Brett Bielema was campaigning for. I think he won. It's a 2nd and 9 Illinois at the Badger 28-yard line. The ball was, again, this wind just it's moving everything, including the football. And he, Brett wanted a reset of the play clock, and at first it looked like he wasn't going to get it, but now they do.
Yeah, and for as much as we always are going to try to be pro-Wisconsin, that's the right call in that situation. Ball's blowing around, and they can't snap it, and they still try to wind the clock. And obviously, Luke Fickell now. I feel bad for the old boy, the ref, running around because he's taking it up. He's taking it from both head coaches. That's all part of just being a ref.
Two former defensive linemen, head coaches of their respective teams. There's Brett at Iowa, Luke Fickell at Ohio State. Ohio State beat Penn State today 20-12. Two pretty good defenses having at it in Columbus. Ohio State will be in Madison next week, a 6:30 kickoff.
I'm already nervous about number 18 for Ohio State. He
Ed Harrison kid?
He's not bad. Talk about pedigree. I know we talked about Cruz before. Pretty good pedigree, and he had a game-breaking tutter to finish off Penn State this afternoon. I'm sure we'll be talking a lot about him next week.
Yes, we will. And improved, it looks like, a much-improved Ohio State defense. So here we go. Second down and 9 for the Illini at the Badger 28-yard line. Trips to the right. Fagan, the running back. Tanner Arkin, the tight end, motions to the formation. Lines up wing on the right side. Altmaier hands off to Fagan. Up the middle, inside the 25-yard line. Wohler slows him down. Zachman finishes up. But still a strong run from Caden Fagan to the 21 of Wisconsin, where it's now 3rd down and 2.
Yeah, Jake Chaney had a shot at him and just missed the tackle. He's pretty, you know, I'm frustrated that he didn't. And got past that second line of defense, and you're back into the safety. Illinois will take that all day.
Illinois 2 out of 5 on 3rd down. Ball at the 21 of Wisconsin, 3rd down and 2. Mark of the tight end, wing left, motions to the right, snap to Altmaier, hands off to Fagan, hit right away, Wohler there, initiated by Muma Jungmeta, who popped into the backfield, and it's now 4th and 2 for Illinois. And going into the win, it's probably a no-brainer here for Bielema as they keep the offense on the field.
Oh, great job by Muma there to read what was happening and not sit back and wait and just be patient, try to make a play. He shot his gun and got in the backfield, and that was a... Now you're sitting here at a 4th down, and Brett's got to make a tough call.
Well, probably not real crazy about kicking into this wind here. It's 4th down and 2 as they go for it. Altmaier under center, takes the snap, fakes the toss, little roll to his left. Peterson trying to close. Altmaier runs for the first down, gets it to the 15 to the 10, cutting right inside the 5, and is covered up by Hunter Wohler at the 4-yard line of Wisconsin. Well, a missed opportunity for Wisconsin. Great work by the quarterback, Luke Altmaier.
Yeah, and you dial it up, and actually they covered the tight end underneath, which is where Altmaier was trying to go. Peterson's right there to bring him down, and give Altmaier credit. He made a little shake, a little pump fake, spun out of it, and then got vertical. That was a very athletic play by their quarterback.
3.5 minutes left in the half, 7-0 Illinois. First and goal, Illinois at the 4-yard line. And movement up front, looked like the right side of the offensive line moving early.
Full start. Offense, number 78, 5-yard penalty, first down.
The 4th Illinois penalty of the game. Wisconsin has been guilty of 5 all in the first quarter. So they get first and goal at the 9, 3:26 left in the first half.
Yeah, Brett's mad again about something. I'm not sure what he's irritated about, but that was just a little big-time play by Altmaier to get that now. Luckily, Illinois jumps, and you give yourself a shot here instead of having to go only 4 yards and make them go 9.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, Ricardo Holman had a long pick 6.
Oh, calling your shot. I like that.
Got to start. Got to start digging deeper here. On first down, they'll keep it. Altmaier pulls it, running right inside the 5-yard line. Hunter Wohler gets over there. Altmaier to the 3. Well, he executes that very well, does Altmaier.
Yeah, he puts a lot of pressure on your defense to make sure that you're doing all the right reads and they have their best wide out coming across, which brings eyes and brings a lot of thought as far as bringing people over. So you get the linebacker's eyes moving. You have your quarterback, who is very athletic, making the right read, getting out there, and he picks up more than what they just gave back on that false start.
Second and goal at the 3 with 2:24 left in the half. Two receivers right. Casey Washington tight to the left. Pistol formation for Illinois. Williams motions to the left. Play fake. Altmyer back to throw. Pop fly right side. It's caught by Tip Ryman. Touchdown, Illinois. Was able to get past Alex Smith. And it's a 13-0 lead for the Illini. Second touchdown pass for Altmyer. And the second touchdown catch of the year for the junior tight end, Tip Ryman. Team to nothing, Illinois. Caleb Griffin on for the extra point. It's in the air, and it is good. A 12-play, 82-yard drive that took 7 minutes and 53 seconds. We'll keep it here. 2:12 left in the half. Illinois 14, Wisconsin nothing. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Yeah, that was just Altmyer, a lot of Altmyer, and made some big plays, especially with his legs. I thought, obviously, that fourth and one or fourth and two where he did the fake pitch and was able to beat our defensive lineman and pick up that first down was a huge play, but leading the team in rushing and in throwing. He's been tough with his legs. That's, we knew coming in, that was going to be a big challenge. And I actually think our defense, after the first drive, did a pretty good job of bottling him up there. Guys were in position. He made plays. And as a coordinator, all you can do is put your guys in position. You need the players to go out and make the plays. And on that drive, they did not give Illinois a ton of credit for scheming it up and letting their players make plays.
Altmyer, 6 totes of the ball for 52 yards. He's 8 of 11 passing for 59 and 2 touchdowns. So 2:12 left in the half. This is, you know, every coach, you talk about those minutes late in the second quarter, early in the third. Brett Bielema calls it double dipping, and he's kind of in that territory right now. What he means by that, score late in the half when you're getting the kickoff in the second half, and that's how it unfolds here today. Illinois will get the ball to start the third quarter. We'll see what Wisconsin is able to do in the final 2:12 left of the second period.
Yeah, I think, you know, the first touchdown, you get it off of a turnover, and you only have to go 50 yards or whatever it was. This drive, Mike, you just said it, 12 plays, 82 yards, 7 minutes, 50-some-odd seconds. That you did not expect to see. And, again, I give their quarterback a ton of credit because he just made a ton of plays. And even that touchdown pass, that was he put it exactly where he needed to. So now Wisconsin obviously needs to get something going. They're not getting the second-half kick. You got 2 minutes and 12 seconds. How much do you trust Braden Locke? You're going to see where Phil Longo's head's at, because there is no playing conservative and sit back. You need to go, and you need to do it on this drive.
Yep, with going with the wind. We're being repetitive about that, but for those kind of just ducking in here, this wind is wicked out of the northwest. Wisconsin
wicked.
Going wicked wind. Wisconsin going north to south.
Yeah,
in the second quarter.
And that's why that last drive was so frustrating from a Wisconsin standpoint, because Illinois is going into it, and it actually, if the wind was with them, they probably kicked the field goal. And instead, they go for it. And so far, there's been a couple of big plays. Obviously, Braden fumbling early. But that fourth down, and we're in position to get off the field, and Altmyer eludes it, picks up the first down, and they go down to get another 6. That is one of those, bookmark that play, because that was huge for Illinois.
David Alano set to kick off as a holder. Vinny Anthony, Chimray, DK are deep. Kick in the air. Chimray coming up. He'll catch at the 20, right side 25, and Illinois covers it well. DK driven down across the 25-yard line. All 3 timeouts, 2:08 left in the first half. Let's see what Braden Locke and company can do as the Badgers will be starting at their 27-yard line.
Well, I'll tell you what I'd like to see, and that is taking some shots vertically here, because, you know, we thought a lot of Braylon today and underneath stuff to Will Pauling. One of the question marks, I heard it all week from people, where are the receivers in some of this vertical passing? Well, 2:08 left in the half, down 14. Now would be a good time to see something.
Skyler Bell slot left, Will Pauling slot right, DK wide left, CJ Williams wide to the right. On first down, lock back to throw, pressure coming, a throw right side, C.J. Williams a catch outside the numbers, right side, 30, races up across the 35-yard line, and is brought down at the 36 with a minute 57, clock running left of the first half. That was a gain of 9.
Good protection. Illinois brought a little bit of pressure. Wisconsin picked it up. Lock stayed in the pocket, made a nice throw.
Two receivers left, one on the right on second down. Hand off Allen up the middle, gets the first down. Alec Bryant on the tackle, clock stops to move the sticks. First and 10 at the 39-yard line of Wisconsin. 1:42 left of the first half.
Yeah, I like that. I know people, oh, you got to rush. You got to go. No, you got time. Pick up that first down. Get a little rhythm going.
Here we go. Four receivers again. Two on the left, two on the right. Clock running. A minute 37 left in the half. Shotgun snap to Lock. Pressure up the middle. Lock roaming right. Throwing incomplete. A one-hopper intended for C.J. Williams. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their 39-yard line with 91 seconds left in the half. 14-0 Illinois.
And I'm okay with that. I know you could look at it on TV and say, well, he was wide open. A guy, open rusher right in the middle. That was right in Braden Locke's face. You can't take a